Love is Blind. The Netflix show is one of the most watched reality shows. It's now in season 2, if you're not a fan or not yet a fan. On this show, individuals go into a room, develop a relationship without seeing each other, and some even agree to get married, sight unseen. Netflix calls this the ultimate experiment. No kidding. But season 2 explores some complicated questions. For instance, can love be colorblind? Here and Now's Tanya Mosley has more.
There's this line in the 2011 film Detachment, where a schoolteacher, played by Adrian Brody, says, "We all need something to distract us from the complexity of reality."
Okay, sorry for the late text. I have some hot takes that I need.
That's my producer, Sam Rafelson. And our distraction is Love is Blind, too. We voice text each other about stuff like our agendas for the day, the latest in the news, and lately, those hot takes.
First of all, why is Deep Tea like all over Shake now?
Oh my gosh, girl, you are just getting started. Wait till you see what happens with Deep Tea and Shake.
I'm like, you talked like 4 times and then you got engaged. I don't understand.
Yeah, they were the worst ones.
Shane and Natalie, there are way too many red flags there.
Why do you sound like you're about to cry?
I am crying now because poor Sal.
The premise behind Love is Blind is extreme, even for reality TV. Here's how it works. Singles go into pods, which are soundproof rooms, and date various people through a wall without being able to see each other.
We live in such a disconnected and distracted world. Your value is often judged solely by the photo on your dating app.
Mm-hmm. True. True.
But everyone wants to be loved for who they are.
And over 10 days, the contestants narrow in on people they're most compatible with, simply through conversation.
Cameron.
Yes.
I think I love you.
I love you.
In the end, contestants choose the person they vibe the most with and take it to the next level. The engaged couples then meet face to face and spend about a month together before their wedding day, with one last chance to back out at the altar. With all of this in mind, can two strangers really circumvent the rules of conventional courtship and form a lifelong bond by talking through a wall? Mariah Smith is doubtful. She analyzes the cultural and societal implications of our guilty pleasures as the host of the podcast Spectacle. And she says, when it comes down to it, we rely on physical appearance.
We as a society, point blank, no, looks do mean something, or else dating apps wouldn't exist. We would just be meeting people, you know. Yes, Hinge has added voice prompts, but you are initially attracted to someone's aesthetic, whether that be back in the day or presently. You see someone, you like them, you're going to go talk to them. And with Love is Blind, when we're removing that layer, people are hopeful that maybe them or someone else could find a true companion and a true romantic relationship without caring about the physical.
This latest cast was more diverse than the first season, and viewers got to see firsthand how an experiment like this can get a little more complicated when race is a factor. Among the contestants were cishet men and women who identify as white, East and South Asian, Latino, Black, and Native American. And they weren't shy about talking about race, which made for some revealing moments.
What's your name?
I'll be Shake. I go by Shake.
You've never dated an Indian girl?
Honestly, no.
That's so funny. I also go for the blondes.
Really?
I've actually only dated white guys before.
We're both brown people that only date white people.
But the show as a whole does not address the complicated realities of interracial dating. And Smith says she was kind of taken aback by that.
I think that the producers are hoping their viewers won't harp too much on race because, again, the conceit is Love is Blind, when you can't really erase that no matter what the narrative of the show is or what the log line of the show is. Race is a factor, and it's going to play into how these people behave in these relationships and communicate in these relationships.
I wanted to talk with someone who has faced this, so we called up Lauren Speed Hamilton, who was a contestant on the first season. She's a Black woman who agreed to marry Cameron, a white man, sight unseen, and they've been married for 4 years now.
I think that it was a part of me that initially felt like I would be judged by my peers, like by me loving myself so much and my culture, but then, you know, falling in love with someone who wasn't of that culture, I had a quick fear of being judged. Like I almost like you know, how can you preach all this and then turn around and be with someone else? But I think that that's really the key in all of this, is that just because you're with someone else that loves you, that is of a different background, doesn't mean that you still can't be proud of who you are or fight for the things that you believe for, you know, your culture or your people.
That's in hindsight. But Speed Hamilton says during the filming of the show, racial dynamics were certainly in play behind the scenes.
If I had to guess, I'd say you're African-American.
This is our first talk and you're already asking me what I look like. You're missing the whole point.
What makes you think I'm African-American?
Just your voice.
Who cares what my complexion is? I'm a woman. That's all you need to worry about, that I don't have a penis.
Actually, no, I'm white.
Speed Hamilton spilled the tea for us about what happens behind the scenes, and she says for season one, producers did not ask contestants if they were into dating outside of their race. This was all part of the experiment to see if people can truly fall in love without knowing any of that stuff. But cultural critic Mariah Smith believes that does not take into account that human beings are always trying to categorize people. And if we can't see each other, we're trying to find other ways to figure out who we are, like through a person's voice.
I think with a lot of reality shows, the way they're evolving, and I was having this conversation with friends the other day, it sometimes seems unfair to put people of color, and especially Black women sometimes, in these situations when it's been studied where the across the board, the most scientifically, the most undesirable person is a Black woman, romantically. Like when you look at dating apps, it's Black women and Asian men, the hardest people to find a love match for, especially in these sorts of shows. So taking that into consideration, it's like throwing people into the belly of the beast where you're doing nothing wrong. You're just being yourself. But the way that people are reacting to you is going to impact your experience. And we see that time and time again on shows like The Bachelor, where, you know, you're up until recent seasons, a person of color wouldn't make it past week four. Like, it is just insane. And even on Love is Blind, we saw many people in the pods were Black women, Black men, people of color, but only one Black couple made it to the main cast.
Contestant Lauren Speed Hamilton says one way she'd like to see the show put the reality back in the reality show is by having in-house therapists step in to help contestants unpack all of those societal messages they receive about desirability and love.
You know, of course, it's about going on and finding your life partner. You know, you're trying to find a spouse, but a lot of the times you end up finding yourself because there's so much that you have to unpack about yourself and your dating history and who you are and wounds that you never even knew that you had, the trauma in your life that really resurfaces when it comes to, you know, making these decisions to commit to someone with longevity with your whole life. So I think that, you know, everyone could benefit from talking to someone that's not a producer.
The notion that Love is Blind has a role to play beyond entertainment is a powerful one, says Mariah Smith. It takes us back to this idea of being open to the choices in front of us.
Because it is overwhelming to date in this day and age. There are so many options and there are so many opportunities for us to find something we dislike about someone and move on to the next. It's trying to find a new joy and allure in this crazy dating world that most of us are in.
While also being the distraction that so many of us need.